Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Paula White Cain's a best-selling author and a pastor and a TV host, and she serves as a spiritual advisor to the president. And she's also married to Jonathan Cain at Journey, and we love Journey here in Las Vegas with the residency over at Caesars. How are you, Paula?
I'm doing fantastic. It's so great to be on with you and with all your listeners. And yes, I am married to the greatest man ever. Just don't stop believing.
Well, we're talking about finding triumphs over our trials with Paula White Cain on SOS Radio today. You were born in Mississippi. You were located in Washington, D.C., to that metro area when you were younger. And, you know, you found Jesus at a church right there over in Maryland. But, you know, after you had this new life in Jesus, you sort of heard a vision from God that he had something bigger that really wanted to push you outside of your comfort zone.
You know, it is. It's something greater is based on Ecclesiastes 3, that God has put eternity in our heart, which is a divine sense of purpose. And that childhood was really pretty rocky. Came from a well-to-do family, but my father had committed suicide. My mother became an alcoholic, though she had two masters, her doctorate. I virtually lost both. And you bring on all these faulty beliefs. I believed the lie of it. Something must fundamentally be wrong with me. Why would you leave me? I must not be lovable. And I'm 18 years old in college, and I have this divine encounter and receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I know it sounds so corny, but it was like, those of us who are old enough remember the Wizard of Oz and that in black and white and the Technicolor.
Yeah.
And it was like life just went Technicolor, like the grass was green and the sky was blue. I really knew love for the first time. And so I dug in, and it's actually at a person's house, and they said, go find a church. And so I started going to these churches, and just, you know, I had no idea. I'd never even known the name of Jesus or anything. And so I go, and he led me to the Lord through the Word of God, through the Bible. And it did something for me. And so I got a Bible during a time that I felt the Lord called me to ministry. And I went to my pastor and I said, God told me to preach the gospel. Now, I didn't know what that meant. You know, I never knew like what that actually translated into. He said, fantastic. Our janitor just quit. And he put a broom in my hand. I was like, oh my gosh, I get to clean the church, you know? And one thing led to another. So after that, it was nursery and then teaching children. And I didn't realize God was putting me through his school. It's called Servant Leadership. And I just love to serve. And so when I was going to teach the 2 to 4 year olds, I studied 89 hours so I could make sure I broke the word down in a way that 2 to 4 year olds could receive it. And one thing led to another. And here we are 35 years later, serving God strong, seeing nations shaken, and still preaching the gospel and doing Bible studies and Paula White Media and everything else.
We're talking to Paula White Cain today at SOS Radio. And your new book, Something Greater, you say, spiritually, no one comes from nowhere. There always is something in your bloodline. Someone's prayers are going to produce a promise. And for you, that went back to your great-grandmother. I mean, what have you learned about how family affects the journey of our kids?
Boy, this is one of the most important things, because I always thought I grew up in this heathen family. One day I'm praying and I'm like, God, where'd I come from? And I had a grandmother that rejected me, and very dysfunctional family, obviously, for my father to take his life. And some of the details are in there, but they would put me with my great grandmother. Her name was Mama Annie. And because they always said, oh, she's crazy, and just kind of put her over in this room and locked me away with her. She was 97 pounds about, smelled like Bengay. And I just thought she was mumbling over me. I thought, because I was told all my life. And I was about 12. And one time I think it kind of slipped. They went, oh, she's religious. But I didn't connect the dots until much later in my faith walk. My Mama Annie would rock over me, but she was praying, and she was praying in the Spirit, and she was speaking the Word of God, like literally dedicating me to the Lord. And she didn't even live long enough on this earth to see me get saved, much less walk out the divine sense of purpose and the something greater that God has for all of us. But it was her prayers, because prayers never die. And so someone right now is praying for their son or their daughter or their grandchild or their loved one. And maybe in their lifetime, they won't even see that answered prayer. But they know and have the hope through God's word that our prayers do get answered. And Jesus Christ is our great intercessor. He ever liveth to make intercession. And we have, according to Hebrews chapter 12, that great cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on. And I believe that there is prayers are the most powerful thing. It brings the will of God to pass in the earth. My husband's journey, John, you know, his dad was such a praying man. And John, he wanted to be a priest growing up. It was a very tragic fire, killed 93 children, three nuns. And here he is, 8 years old, looking at his little Mickey Mouse watch, thinking, Jesus, if it would have only been 20 more minutes. But his father, who was such a strong man of faith, said, the Lord has saved you for a purpose, and saw that he had a gift of music. And you know, he's a hardworking man, a printer, and went and put an accordion on layaway. And John could sell an instrument. He could get his little hands around. And he would tell everybody, my son's going to stand on the stage and play before 10,000 people. God has a plan for him in his life. Just look at his dad like, Dad, what are you doing? Or something greater really is about bigger house or more money or a better job. That might be inclusive for some people, but something greater is our portion is peace. It's joy, love, it's redemption, mercy, grace, it's restoration, it's hope. And I go through that mid part in my life. It was very difficult and I'm very open. And I talk about how that nudging in my heart, you know, though my head was confused, though my heart had been broken, though I went through depression, though I didn't understand this, you know, 10 days, but basically a 10-year cycle in my life. Stand on the other side and look back and see how God was processing me. And I even say that they don't run for this. They're not picking up the phone and saying, let me get the book right away. It's out of my brokenness that I found the greatest joy, the greatest peace, the greatest love. And that is our something greater, that I never gave up on God. And I found out God never gives up on us. And you might be in a dark place. Micah 7:8 says that when you fall, not if, but when you fall, you will arise again. And when you sit in darkness, the light of the Lord will come unto you. And I want to encourage somebody right now that just feels like, how do I get beyond this? Is there something more? What does God have for me? And God is the author and the finisher of your faith. He writes the script. He gets the final say. Philippians 1:6 says you can be confident in this one thing. The same God that started the good work is the same God that will absolutely finish it.
We're talking to Paula White Cain today at SOS Radio, and she has a brand new book. It's called Something Greater. It's all about finding triumph over trials. Thanks for spending some time today with us, Paula.
Oh, my honor. Be blessed, and you guys have a wonderful day. We'll be back out in Vegas the week after Christmas, so catch us up with Journey.
All right. Will do. All right. Thanks, Paula.
Hope to see you then. Be blessed.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.